This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One governor on the show yesterday and another governor on the show today. Tim Pawlenty on with us yesterday. You can podcast that. And now the governor, I've probably interviewed more than any other governor, and for some silly reason, he continues to come on with me. Arne Carlson is kind enough to join us on the day the Gophers, by the way, as you know, are going to play Iowa.
You bet your life. That ought to be a good one.
Let's make some news here. How about you announce that you want your old job back and you're running for governor this year? Let's go.
I'm having enough trouble walking, let alone running.
Okay, let's jump into it, because part of the reason why I've interviewed you so many times while you were governor and after is you are a straight shooter and your comments resonate with millions in this state. Do you believe Tim Walz made the right decision yesterday when he said he was out, he's not running for re-election?
Absolutely the right decision. No question about it. Yes.
How come?
Well, Minnesota is in trouble, and it needs full-time leadership. It needs good management. What I would suggest to the governor is that he do two things. Right now, trust in government is at an all-time low. Only 17% of Americans trust their government. That's frightening. And 85% of Americans do not believe that elected officials care what they think. So we see enormous separation between the public, regardless of whether it be Republican or Democrat, but an enormous separation between the public and their elected officials. And that bridge has got to be built so that we get back. And that means, one, we want competency and we want honesty. And we're in trouble in both in Minnesota. So if I were to advise the governor, I would advise him, one, but when the session opens in February, and use it as a time to heal, as a time to make some proposals that are going to bring Minnesota. I would love to see him resurrect a program that was started by Governor Wendell Anderson back in the 1970s called LEAP. The Loaned Executives Action Program, whereby you ask corporations, ask businesses to lend their talent to the state to see if we can't improve on our efficiency, our goal setting, and accountability so that we can avoid in the future problems like the fraud that's going on right now. The second thing is to deal with the lack of honesty in our state system. And by that, I mean the University of Minnesota put out a report, a study of the state legislature in 2021, and it was ignored. The headline on that study was Money Matters at the Minnesota State Legislature, and went on to talk about the special favors that were granted to wealthy donors over public policy, including the opportunity to shape legislation. That's stunning. It's corrupt and it's illegal, and it must end right now. If he can just do those two things, he will have done a lot to get Minnesota back to where it belongs. And then he can go on and talk about the need for long-term financial planning so we don't bump from an $18 billion surplus to a minus $3 billion deficit, and how we're going to improve delivery of services at a time when we have slow population growth in Minnesota. That's an enormous challenge. I know that he recognizes it, and now he's got to bring in people from academia, from the nonprofit sector, and from the business sector, and ask for some help on how we can improve our planning mechanism in Minnesota.
Let's talk about the fraud story in particular. These numbers are enormous.
Right.
They're awful. They're indefensible. You are one of very few people I could talk to today who sat in that chair, who knows what it's like to oversee this large state government. There was an extraordinary amount of money that was funneled to state after state because of COVID, but no other state has had this level of fraud when Joe Thompson, who has an extraordinary amount of credibility with me, is talking about potentially $9 billion. I don't believe in any way he has accepted enough accountability. I'm not suggesting he has to be in charge of every specific thing, but I want much more out of him. I wanted people fired. I didn't want him chasing the story. I want him to be ahead of the story more. You lived it. What bothers you most about how he has acted or reacted to this fraud story?
All of the things that you mentioned. It has been not just poorly handled, it's been atrociously handled. It goes back to 2011, when the legislative auditor gave the first warning that your audit control systems are inadequate and insufficient. That was 2011. Now, I don't know who reads audits over on the state government, but it appears nobody reads them. It was repeated in 2012 and repeated and repeated and repeated and totally ignored. So that's gross mismanagement, just across the board. You would think the Department of Management would read a financial audit and certainly read the management letter that wherein, you know, red flags are waving. I don't know how they could ignore it. So one, that's why I recommend bringing in business executives to make sure that we have the competency level in our management system. Obviously we don't, otherwise we wouldn't have had the frauds. So what do we do to restore that competency? And I think that LEAP program by Wendell Anderson is something that we should do at least every 10 years.
This is the former governor of the state, Arne Carlson, who's joined us many, many times over the years, back with us here on CCO. Arne, there are many folks, let's be honest, almost all of them have been opponents of the governor throughout, but there are many of these folks right now who think he should resign, who don't believe he should finish his term. What do you say to those folks?
I say absolutely not. I think it's imperative that he finish out. There's no indication that his lieutenant governor is any more competent than he is. That's not the point. The point is he is the governor. He has an opportunity by getting rid of his political ambitions to focus, if you will, on better management. And again, I don't mean to harp on it, but go back to business. Businesses knows how to run a management system. Ask for their help and start to listen to their advice. Bring in Judy Randall. She was the one who blew the whistle as legislative auditor. Ask her to help improve the audit systems, the audit controls in our management system. Ask for help. That's what we need. We've never had a single president or a single governor that was expert in management. We've had a lot that were pretty good. Elmer Anderson may have been the best trained in management of any governor in our state's history. But even then, you always need help. The problem is too many political leaders don't ask for help. Building partnerships, that's what Wendell Anderson did so well. He knew that he knew exactly what he didn't know and went out and sought from the private sector the talent that he needed to properly run a state. And that's why Time magazine in 1973 featured the governor of Minnesota, Wendell Anderson, on the cover. And then under it was the quality of life in Minnesota and the state that works. Wow, we've come a long way from that.
Yeah, we certainly have the wrong way.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Now, we've talked before, even before the fraud story, you've had your differences with the governor. Okay,
right.
I want to give you a chance for folks who aren't familiar to tell people, a man who you have praised before, but as his administration has continued, you found more differences. Where in particular, pre-fraud, were you most bothered by actions either the governor directly or the administration itself?
Well, for the better part of 7 years, my colleagues and I, both from both parties, have been writing commentaries that have been published throughout the state, citing the concern for a comprehensive water study. And the Minnesota medical community has been petitioning state government year after year after year to include health as a requirement before a mining permit is given out. Walter Mondale was the first public official that I know of that blew the whistle on the dangers of what is called sulfite mining. This is a mining process that releases sulfuric acid, which releases arsenic and mercury into our water. And right now there are permits for two foreign entities to come into Minnesota, engage in sulfite mining, and there has never, ever been in history a single successful sulfite mine that didn't poison the environment around them. And yet our legislature and the governor refuse to put in a health requirement to protect the people of Minnesota. And everything points to the power of money in politics. We've got to get it out. And that's why I want to abolish the right of legislative caucuses to raise money. The University of Minnesota blew the whistle on it. They're absolutely correct. Not a single elected official has denied the accuracy of their study, so let's abolish it.
This is the 37th governor of the state of Minnesota, Arne Carlson, with us here on CCO. The governor, in a fiery, defiant speech today, was highly, highly critical of the president in many ways, including homeland security descending upon the state, feeling like he's open war with the administration, saying he's the only governor who's faced a war against the federal government. When you hear the governor making those comments, how do you react?
Well, he's certainly in a very tough position. I do not envy that. I think the best thing to do is to take a page from the new mayor of New York, who summoned or set up a meeting with the president, and they had a pretty good session. I'm not going to suggest that a meeting with Donald Trump is going to go all that well, but it's certainly worth a try. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You don't want to be the recipient of bullets being fired by the President of the United States, regardless of what you think of him. So something has to be done to lower the temperature and lower the controversy. Now, Governor Walz has agreed not to run again. That certainly should make the president happy. So I think having the governor set up a meeting with the president would be helpful, and see what they can do to work out some kind of a truce, because it's a disgrace for the president of the United States to ever declare war on a state.
So let me ask you this, though, because I do remember a pretty fiery Arne Carlson as governor, and one who didn't suffer slings and arrows much without a response. You were fully capable of that. Let's just use the example that the governor mentioned today that I've called out for weeks since it, in a disgusting fashion, popped up on the lowest level of social media, where individuals are somehow affixing credibility to Vance Belter in his manifesto. This is the psychopath who tried to kill the Hoffmans, killed the Hortmans, who knows how many others, and in the manifesto, with zero credibility, no basis of fact, suggested that Tim Walz told him to kill his good friend, Melissa Hortman. The president of the United States is retweeting that. He's pushing that out there, something that is vile, something I know you don't stand for. At time, and again, the governor called that out repeatedly, called for Republicans to criticize it. On that part of his conversation, I agree with 100%. When you see the president at this low level, could you meet with him then face to face when he's basically accusing you of orchestrating the murder of a good friend of yours? It's hard to meet with somebody who treats people that way and doesn't care about it and doesn't worry about the implications.
Yeah, as distasteful as it may be and as reprehensible as the conduct of the president is, I would still urge a meeting. As a matter of fact, that makes the meeting all that more urgent. We're dealing here with a very dangerous president. There's no question about it. And there's no easy solution to quote the problem. But I would definitely do all I can to try to meet with the president and try to agree on some kind of an agenda to lower the temperature. If the federal government wants to come in and review the audit system at the state of Minnesota, that's fine. Do it. Let's do it in a professional way. And it'll be good for Governor Walz to call up some of the business leaders to also be part of a team that works with the federal government. So you get a buffer zone between Trump and Walz and have some business leaders there that are knowledgeable of how systems work and how good management can be affected, and see if they can't negotiate. But you got to lower the temperature. Well, what's next? I mean, when does it end? And this is a mud fight that's out of control.
Yeah, which is, if you listen to the governor, you believe him, that's part of the reason why he's stepping away. You still have your fastball. Your razor sharp. It's always a pleasure when you come on. How is the weather where you're at? Is it a little bit nicer in Minnesota right now?
Oh, it's beautiful, I'll tell you. I've got arthritis, so it's wonderful to be down here. We just got back from the swimming pool. I know a lot of Minnesotans are going to be envious of that, but I love it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, we're going to be riveted tonight to that Iowa game. I think the job that Medved has done in bringing the Gophers back is marvelous. It's not to say we're going to have a great season. I don't think we will. But it is to say we're going to be in the game, and we got a lot of good talent returning next year, and with some good freshmen coming in and some good talent from the portal, I think we're going to have a very, very competitive program in the future.
He's the real deal. In fact, we're trying to get him on tomorrow, and we're hopeful that around this
good
time.
Good idea. Well, yeah. let's hope. If he beats Iowa, then, oh, my gosh, we have something to really celebrate.
Arne, thank you so much. Enjoy your week.
Delighted. Thank you.
Arne Carlson, right here on CCO. Okay. React to what the former governor had to say. Also, react to what Tim Walz had to say. We carried the whole thing live on here. Fiery, defiant. Federal government declared war against me. If you think I'm going to resign over my dead body, talked about decisive and quick action and went after Donald Trump over and over and over again, saying, hey, there's 2,000 agents from Homeland Security there. Are they coordinating? Nope, that they're coming after us. He's right that when they come out and they're cutting more funds to five states, of course the five states are Democrats in charge. Mississippi, huge fraud story going on right now. Is the president going after Mississippi anyway? Of course not. If you suck up to him, you're in good standing. What do you want to say? Because where Tim Walz is incredibly right, and this is a person who said from day one when he announced he shouldn't run again, and I've called him out over and over and over and over again on fraud. But if you don't have the human capacity to call out evil and vile when he is reposting on True Social the lunatic rantings of a psychopath, Vance Belter, and Belter's manifesto suggesting Tim Walz killed Melissa Hortman. If you can't call that out, what the bleep is wrong with you? Honestly, be a Republican. Believe in policy. How about decency? React. Let's go. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, Yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.